If we look at the top 15 companies in Australia, they would get almost a third of the tax cut, which is incredible.
Sorry, 15 companies get a third?
Yep.
Wow.
G'day and welcome to Follow the Money, the Australia Institute's podcast demystifying the big economic issues in Australia and putting them in plain English. I'm Ebony Bennett, Deputy Director at the Australia Institute, and this episode we ask the question, cutting the company tax rate. Why would you?
One for mum, one for dad, one for the country.
And there has never been a more exciting time to be in Australia.
Dead, buried, cremated.
Australia's basically done for. We'll just end up being a third-rate economy. You know, a banana republic.
Just follow the money.
It's a heady time of year for economists. We're in the lead-up to both the federal budget and a federal election. Prime Minister Turnbull and Treasurer Scott Morrison have promised Australia a tax debate with everything on the table. Basically, there's never been a more exciting time to talk about tax. So this week, we're talking to Chief Economist Richard Dennis and Senior Research Fellow Dave Richardson about the idea of cutting the company tax rate. But let's start easy. What is the company tax? And who pays it?
Well, company tax is tax that companies pay in proportion to the profits they make. So a company that earns $100 million in profit will these days pay $30 million in company tax with a 30% tax rate. But generally, a company is required to pay 30% on its taxable income.
And keep in mind, the taxable income is their revenue minus their expenses. So they might have sold $1 billion worth of stuff and spent $900 million making that stuff, meaning they've got a profit of $100 million. And you only ever pay the tax on the profit.
And how much is company tax worth to the government in revenue?
A little bit over $70 billion at the moment. Yes, it's not to be sneezed at. And that compares with something like $180 billion for personal income tax.
And of course, these days, small business pays slightly less tax, corporate tax, than bigger businesses. So the 30% company tax rate is for bigger businesses, 28.5% is the tax rate for smaller corporations.
If we were to cut the company tax rate from 30 to 25 cents, who would benefit from that?
The biggest beneficiary in Australia is the Commonwealth Bank. They'll get more than $600 million per annum.
Just for the Commonwealth Bank.
Just for the Commonwealth Bank and rising. If we look at the top 15 companies in Australia, they would get almost a third of the tax cut, which is incredible.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat that. If we cut the company tax rate from 30% to 25%, one third of the benefit would go to just 15 Australian companies. That works out to about $58 billion in the decade ahead going to just 15 companies. According to Dave's research paper, Cutting the Company Tax Rate, Why Would You?, Australia's largest four banks would stand to gain $2 billion in 1 year, and two of Australia's biggest coal companies would gain $9.3 billion over 10 years.
Cutting company taxes also has good effects. It can encourage investment, it can encourage higher productivity. There are lots of studies that show that that ultimately leads to higher GDP in the economy and higher wages for workers.
In March, Cabinet Secretary Arthur Sinodinos declared that half the impact of a company tax cut would go to workers in the form of higher wages or greater jobs growth. But how do these kinds of claims actually stack up? The Australia Institute's research found that there is no correlation between corporate tax rates and economic growth in OECD countries, and that countries with lower company tax rates have lower standards of living.
What we find is, in fact, higher company tax rates are in fact associated with higher living standards, which completely contradicts, you know, what the tax cutters want us to believe.
Some of the claims are that it'll lead to higher wages, more jobs, more foreign investment. But Dave, your paper found that average unemployment rates have risen as company tax has lowered. So really the data, it's just not there.
That's right. When we look at the historic record going back to the 1960s, we see that economic growth, living standards, all those sorts of things were much higher back then under the high company tax rates than we experience now. The golden age of economic growth in Australia went right up to the 80s when the company tax rate was never under 40% and hit 49% towards the end of that period. Business is trying to tell us that 30% is pretty high. But in the past in Australia, we've had company tax rates at 49%.
If we cut the company tax rate from 30 to 25%, what happens to government revenue?
Well, as Dave said before, the company tax revenue is a very big source of revenue for the Australian government. So the more we cut the corporate tax rate, the less money we've got to spend on health, to spend on education. And it was only 2 years ago the government was telling us, or the opposition at the time was telling us, we had a budget emergency. Well, now we're being told, well, even though we've got a deficit that's growing, now's a great time to cut the company tax rate.
There is now a budget emergency.
We do have a major budget crisis.
We inherited a deteriorating budget position.
They've delivered deficit after deficit, the largest in our history and the largest debt in our history.
Emergency measures to deal with the budget crisis.
What do you think of as an economist when you hear a politician making that same argument, sometimes in the same breath, we've got a budget emergency and the way to fix it is cutting the company tax rate?
Yeah, look, back when Ronald Reagan was president in the US, the idea of cutting taxes to boost revenue first popped up. It's sometimes known as the Laffer curve. It's sometimes known as voodoo economics. For a long time, it became known as trickle-down economics. Cut corporate taxes and the taxes paid by the wealthiest people, and the benefits will trickle down to the rest of us. Well, it didn't. And these days, we've rebranded trickle-down as the growth dividend. Let's be clear, big companies like Google, big companies like Apple, the mining industry, are really good at paying a lot of accountants and lawyers a lot of money to reduce the profit that they declare to their shareholders down to a much smaller number, which is the profit they declare to the tax office. So when we look at how much tax they pay, very few companies in Australia are paying the full 30% tax. We often see these big companies paying 8, 9, 10% tax. We need to get a lot of big companies paying something like 30% tax.
Paying any tax.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Our future growth will depend on a different type of boom, an ideas boom. The key to our future success is innovation to drive productivity and competitiveness.
So how does this fit in with Malcolm Turnbull's innovation agenda?
Giving $600 million per annum to the Commonwealth Bank is not going to do much at all. There are other ways to make the Australian economy innovative. More competitive grants for good ideas and much better ways of targeting innovation if that's what you want, than a blunt instrument like a company tax rate.
Or what about spending more money on education? Or spending more money on universities?
Exactly.
Or not cutting funding for the CSIRO?
Right.
Like, real crazy talk.
Yeah.
But we've got a new idea. Again, we just have to be brave enough to grasp the nettle and cut the corporate tax rate for the wealthiest, most powerful companies in Australia. If we can do that, everything will be all right.
The Commonwealth Bank and the others, among the top 15, are already awash with cash. If they wanted to invest more and employ more, there's nothing stopping them now.
If you're the Commonwealth Bank and one government decision would save you $600 million a year, how much would you spend lobbying to get that? Would you spend $1,000? Would you spend $1 million? Would you spend $10 million? Let's say you spent $10 million lobbying the government to cut the corporate tax rate, and then you got $600 million benefit. That's
a pretty good
investment.
Yeah, that sounds like a good investment to me.
Well, it's a better investment than that because you spend the $10 million this year and you get the $600 million this year and $620 million next year and $650 million the year after. They get these taxes cut once, they receive hundreds of millions of dollars a year in perpetuity. They spend a lot of money on lobbying, but they get a lot more money back.
So, final question, cutting the company tax rate, does it pass the sniff test as economists?
Now say.
No. Unless you're a greedy corporation, Why would you want to do that?
I think it stinks worse than a bag of prawns in the sun. I don't blame them for lying about this. I blame politicians for believing them.
That's been episode 5 of Follow the Money, brought to you by the Australia Institute. You can subscribe on iTunes or find previous episodes on the Australia Institute website at tai.org.au/podcasts. Richard Dennis's book Econobabble is available now from redbackquarterly.com.au, or you can find it on Amazon and in all good bookshops. You can follow Richard on Twitter at RDNS_TAI. You can follow our producer, Jennifer Macy, at Jennifer Macy, M-A-C-E-Y. You can follow me at Ebony_Bennett, or the Australia Institute at The Oz Institute with an A-U-S. Dave's not on Twitter yet, sorry folks, but his tax papers are on our website. Thanks for listening.